The gravestones. Farewells, burials and mourning.
This is the gravestone of the Honourable Estelina, wife of the illustrious and distinguished in Joseph Bonostruc. May they find their place in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Gravestone of the infant, sweet Joseph, may he rest in paradise. Son of our Jacob, may he be safeguarded by his rock and his redeemer.
In this journey through Jewish culture, the room of gravestones requires a pause. They were transferred to the museum from their original enclave in Montjuïc on the outskirts of Girona, and from private property where they had been used for other purposes. It was immediately evident that they constituted one of the best conserved set of gravestones to have been found in the whole of Spain, in terms of quality and quantity. The Book of Ecclesiastes states, "There is a time for everything under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die." In Judaism, death is a contrast. It is the absolute negation of the divinity, and it equals impurity. But it also means to meet with the ancestors and wait together for the final destiny which belongs to each one. From the Cal, family members accompanied the deceased, wrapped in a shroud on top of a bier. They travelled 2 kilometres away from the city, up to the slopes of Montjuïc, which means Mountain of the Jews in Catalan. Once there, according to the tradition of Catalan communities, the deceased was placed either in a coffin or directly into a grave, with their head towards Israel, so they would be facing in the right direction on the day of the resurrection. The cemetery, owned by Al-Hama, fulfilled all the purification requirements. It was outside the city walls, on an uncultivated terrain, on a slope and near to running water. Wise, honourable, distinguished, honest, righteous, pious. At times, the person themselves dictated the epitaph in their will, as did Balaura, who in 1325 left 60 sous to pay for a stone tablet to be placed on her grave. The gravestones, made with large blocks of stone, are from between the 12th and 14th centuries. For people with less means or in hard times, gravestones were replaced by smaller and affordable markers. We will pause for a moment in silence, so that you can read the epitaphs carefully, providing you with direct access to the privacy of the people who passed away, the emotions of those who said their last farewells, and the identity of this community. When you wish to move on, the stairs will lead you to the second floor, where we will continue our visit, turning to the right.